Here's a comment that came in earlier today. I'm a retired combat vet with many friends still serving in unauthorized wars. This person says, if elected, would you force an up or down vote on each combat zone? And I want to thank that person for submitting the question.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you to your listener and the person submitting for your service. I feel very, very strongly about supporting our veterans. In fact, I've chosen to serve on the Veterans Affairs Committee. And my father was a World War II veteran. And you've served us. And I want to be certain that we are serving you. Yes, I feel very strongly about this. We should have an authorization for military force voted by the Congress whenever we enter into new areas of conflict that entail U.S. force, so U.S. troops on the ground. And I think it's been proven important. You know, I think that the Congress, and Tim Kaine has been very outspoken upon this, and I agree with him, the Congress should not make the White House just have to continue, or the Department of Defense just have to continue under this authorization of military force that's at this point a dozen years old and related to Iraq, Afghanistan. Now the question is related to Syria, and I think the discussion should happen.
So in terms of those troops that are helping out in the Syrian conflict in Iraq and so forth, there should be an up or down vote from Congress on that.
I believe there should be, because I think there should be a debate for the American people. I know that my constituents, for example, do not support, for the most part, sending ground troops into Syria. When I was relatively new to Congress and the decision about the chemical weapons in Syria, we had extensive contact. And one of the things I love about representing New Hampshire in the 2nd District is the level of engagement. But we had a telephone town hall with, I think, 6,000 or 8,000 people on the phone with us. We had 1,000 emails a day, and they were running 100-1 against U.S. troops on the ground in Syria.